You're listening to EPN.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are with Arlene Altschuler. She is the owner and lead baker of Polka Dot Cupcake Shop, a web-based bakery in the New Jersey, New York City metro area. Even with no formal training in baking or business, she's managed to create a brand from a New Jersey rental kitchen. Arlene, welcome to E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So I'm excited to hear all about this adventure now. Tell me about Polka Dot Cupcake Shop and how did it come to be and what types of products do you offer?
Well, Polka Dot's a web-based bakery out of the New York City metro area. We bake in commercial kitchen space in New Jersey. Everything we have is made to order and hand-delivered within New Jersey and New York, and we've recently started nationwide shipping. The way the company started was actually kind of by accident. I was working in the human resources field while going to grad school for my master's in marriage and family therapy, and by the end of the day, I needed a break. My brain needed to be turned off. So baking was my stress reliever. It was very therapeutic for me. It started off just baking for friends and family, and little by little, people started asking, you know, for requests for their kids' birthday party or different events. It just seemed like I was running a business already, so I decided to make the move and see if I could turn my hobby into an actual job. And since I love sweets myself, I knew all about the cupcake craze. So I started a menu of 10 or so flavors, cupcake flavors, put them out there, and that was a year ago. So now Polka Dot has evolved into 32 everyday flavors. Most of them are available gluten-free as well. We also do cocktail flavors, which have liquor baked into them. And we do a cupcake of the month every month, which allows our customers kind of to have a say, and they get to, you know, choose if that flavor gets added to the everyday menu. We actually have started doing tiered cakes, cookies, and other specialty items by request as well.
Wow, getting hungry already. Without the foot traffic of a storefront, I've got to know, how do you market Polka Dot effectively?
Honestly, I've just found that staying in people's minds is very helpful, because if they're thinking about you, then they're talking about you. And if they're talking about you, they're marketing you for you.
Yeah.
We rely heavily on social media. Both I and my assistant are on Facebook or Twitter all day, several posts per day, just kind of trying to make it interactive. And since a big part of our business is word of mouth, it's super important to us to keep our customers happy. So we offer freebies whenever we can and just let them have a say in the different flavors and what's going on within the company, what events we attend. So it kind of sets us apart from the other bakeries where you kind of just get what you get.
What are the biggest benefits and challenges in being an e-commerce bakery?
Well, the biggest benefit is obviously the lack of overhead. The only thing that we really have to worry about our overhead is the inventory that we keep on hand. We don't have our own kitchen, and we rent hourly at a commercial kitchen that's local. So we don't have, when we leave there, we close the door, we don't have to worry about the rent or the utilities or anything like that that the other big time bakeries need to worry about, and then they have to jack up their prices because of it. But that being said, the biggest downfall is also the lack of overhead. Without the storefront, we don't have the random passerbys that are looking for one or two cupcakes right now, because, you know, we are all made to order, so it's, you know, a day or two notice and that sort of thing. So, but to be honest, what we're doing, it allows us to talk to our clients one-on-one about their needs and what they want and, you know, kind of help tailor their order to their event so it's their own and it's not just something that they pulled off of the menu.
Today we're joined by Arlene Altschuler. She is the owner and lead baker of Polka Dot Cupcake Shop, a web-based bakery in the New Jersey, New York City metro area. Here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, who are your customers and how do they get in touch with you to place their orders?
Our clients are just everybody in general who loves sweets. Anyone from the busy mom who can't find the time to bake for her child's bake sale, To the corporate person looking to cater a luncheon, or we actually do a lot of work with charities, donations and sponsorships for fundraisers. We really welcome everybody. We actually have a few accounts with local shops and restaurants in the area, which helps us be seen as well. And we have a few companies that have placed recurring orders, so every month they get their polka dot delivery, and it's kind of a nice treat for their employees at the end of every month in their way to celebrate employee birthdays. But our clients are generally either planning ahead for an event or looking for suites, but they don't mind waiting the 24 hours because they understand that we're worth it. We take orders via phone, email, or Facebook message. You know, basically, if you can get in touch with us, you can place your order.
Now, what's next for Polka Dot? Where do you see yourself in 6 months to a year, even further on out from there?
Well, in the short term, events. We have tons of events planned. As we speak right now, we're doing a big event with a local PR firm in the city and gearing up for the craziness of wedding season, which has already started. But in the farther off long term, we'd love to take Polka Dot Mobile by putting the company on wheels. Kind of think ice cream truck, but cupcakes. So it'll make us more accessible with the foot traffic, but it'll still allow us to be, you know, to keep that small business feel where we're not mass producing or anything like that. We're actually getting a campaign started with Kickstarter.com, where we're planning to launch hopefully by the end of the summer so people can help be a part of the process of taking the company mobile. So stay tuned to help us out.
Very exciting times. In conclusion, what tip could you share with our entrepreneur listeners in form of a parting tip, whether if it's in regards to starting a business or e-commerce?
I think just to think big, but to start small and don't wait. So many people have the idea that they need all this money saved in the bank and all this approval from everyone they know in order to make the first move, but really, I didn't really have any of that. I just kind of had an idea and some supportive, you know, people in my life that were, you know, all about just do it and see what can happen. And I really couldn't be happier. And I think that waiting just allows someone else to start cashing in on your ideas while you're deciding if it's worth it.
She is Arlene Altshuler, the owner and lead baker of Polka Dot Cupcake Shop, a web-based bakery in the New Jersey, New York City metro area. And the website of reference is Polka Dot Cupcake Shop. .com. I certainly recommend you visit there if you're just a little bit on the hungry side. It's tremendous. Arlene, thanks so much for joining us on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.